Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Human beings are constantly faced with the temptation to trust in their family connections, in their earthly accomplishment, and in their own wisdom. Why would a man need God if he comes from the right family, has achieved fame and fortune in this world, and thinks of himself as the source of all wisdom? The Jews during the first century of the Christian era were guilty of trusting in themselves for their salvation. When John the Baptist saw some Pharisees and Sadducees who came to his baptism, he said to them, "O generation of vipers, who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance, and think not to say within yourselves, We have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you, that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham." Matthew 3:7-9. Paul reminds the Philippians that we cannot trust in earthly accomplishments or worldly wisdom. "For we are the circumcision, who worship God in the Spirit, and rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh." Philippians 3:3. The expression, "confidence in the flesh," refers to the practice of some in Paul's day of thinking of their salvation as being secure because they had been circumcised and were physically the children of Abraham. But no man is a child of Abraham just because he came from the Jewish nation. He is the child of Abraham under the new covenant when he has confessed his faith in Christ and has been baptized for the remission of sins. Galatians 3:26-27. No man can have confidence in his flesh, that is, to save himself and to keep saved by works of human merit. If a man could be saved simply by his own good works and by his family relationships, Paul would have been eternally secure. He affirmed that we can have no confidence in the flesh, though I might also have confidence in the flesh. If any man thinks he has whereof he might trust in the flesh, I have more. Philippians 3:4. Please understand that Paul is not boasting. He is simply stating facts which can easily be discovered by examining his life as revealed in the Scriptures. He explains what he means. "Circumcised the eighth day, of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, and Hebrew of Hebrews, as touching the law a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is by the law blameless. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ." Philippians 3:5-7. In the day of judgment, there will be many who will be surprised and shocked when the Lord says to them, "Depart from me, you who work iniquity." Why will they be surprised and shocked? They have trusted in their own righteousness. Will you please listen carefully to these words from the Sermon on the Mount? "Not everyone who says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name cast out demons, and in thy name done many wonderful works?" Matthew 7:21-22. Jesus will profess, "I never knew you. Depart from me, you who work iniquity." Matthew 7:23. My friends, there are not many ways for human beings to be saved. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me." John 14:6. We cannot trust in our own accomplishments, nor can we depend on the schemes and plans which other human beings invent. We must be saved through, and only through, Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening, and may God richly bless you.